Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. The next time you happen to place an order at Steers, Wimpy, Debonair's Pizza, Milky Lane, or even Fisherways, know that you are buying products from Famous Brands, a JSE-listed company that has been in business since as early as the 1960s. And fundamentally, year after year, they've continued to show significant levels of growth within their leading brands in South Africa, but also across the continent and in markets like the UK. To help us unpack their figures and numbers that actually reveal that revenue was up by just over 5.6%, headline earnings per share up by 8%, and ultimately seeing a strong level of resilience in the South African market, we're joined by the CEO of Famous Brands, Darren Healy. Such a pleasure to have you with us, Mr. Healy. I know it's been a busy day for you and the team, updating all of us on the numbers. So it's exciting to have you with us, especially as we do see that there's just been this heightened level of resilience, not only at a group level, but more specifically, the South African consumer market. What have been a few of the highlights for you there?
Oh, thank you. And it was great to spend time with the listeners. So thank you. Yeah, I think the highlights are certainly some of the green shoots that we're seeing. One could always ask for more, but we all have our feet on the ground as South Africans right now in terms of what it is. And particularly on the QSR side, we're seeing activity. Mm-hmm. But also just generally, we're seeing people getting out and about a lot more than they have been. We're seeing the kind of spikes over long weekends that you'd want to see. We're seeing where shifts in school holidays are happening. We're seeing a shift in business, which is positive, because you know that then people are getting out and about. So from that perspective, we're very happy, and we like what we're seeing. We're seeing new store growth, which, you know, again, yes, there's runway in the SA space. You know, out of home consumption is growing, and we're seeing those new store openings, and that's important to us. And we've seen franchisees reinvest in their businesses in revamp. So yeah, lots of positive to talk about. We get sidetracked negative quite a lot in South Africa.
We typically do. I'm intrigued because, as you say, consumers have been fairly resilient, still continuing to eat out. But something else that works in terms of your numbers and the secret sauce you have is, of course, also managing the manufacturing and logistics division, where there, too, we actually saw an improvement in terms of your earnings and performance. Help us understand how you've been managing margins, especially where, yes, inflation has been cooling in a market like South Africa, but threats still do remain just in terms of the underlying food prices that we've also witnessed in some sectors.
Yeah, so we've always had a strategic review or view of procurement, and this time was no worse, and we've actually invested quite heavily in stock. So you would look at our balance sheet, we've actually spent quite a lot of money investing in stock, and that's been particularly helpful on things like fish and beef. Mm-hmm. To get some price stability, to be able to try and just manage that. I mean, unfortunately, always having to pass product through eventually in an inflationary environment, but it's about how you can do that. Mm-hmm. That phasing has been quite slow in this period, and through some of that investment in stock, and it really owning the supply chain has been helpful in that regard, and really helped us to hold high levels of stock to get through the uncertainty, particularly through the current beef crisis, which is a lot more driven around uncertainty than it is, because you also don't want to be on the wrong end of the cycle when those prices are coming down. So I think the investment in that stock has really helped us. And of course, providing a consistent delivery service to franchisees, managing the credit book, etc., has stood us in good stead. And we've also, doing a lot more work with retailers, where we're doing direct distribution to them through our own logistics facilities. Mm-hmm. Our logistics profit has been a bit lumpy because we've been investing in the business, but this is really through this period coming to the end of the cycle of that investment. So we really hope to see some leverage of that investment moving forward, H2 onwards. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of logistics, one of your peers within the industry, Supergroup, a few days ago raised several concerns about the infrastructure decay that we're witnessing in South Africa. Has that not had any kind of impact, I guess, not only on your logistics business, but also key areas and municipal nodes where your restaurants also tend to operate, where you need to deliver your goods to?
Yeah, their concerns are valid, and I think our primary concerned about that would also filter through to logistics, but up front it's really about the environments in which the restaurants trade first and foremost. So they're talking about the logistics network, which is also a challenge. Mm-hmm. But when you're trying to sell food and you've got as an example sewage going down the road, or you can't get water, or you can't get electricity, we've built resilience in the network, but it just continues to put pressure on. or, you know, where you have city councils or local councils that aren't paying their bills, it becomes, you know, particularly challenging. So yeah, I would say that the impact on our trading precincts around that degradation is probably far worse than we're seeing on the logistics side, but that is also challenging, there's absolutely no doubt. Mm.
Despite that, though, you have opened up at least more than 3,000 stores now in terms of the total number of outlets that you have in South Africa. That's quite a feat, and if I'm not mistaken, still sees you as a key leader within the quick service restaurant, casual dining market in the country. Is there an opportunity to continue this level of expansion? And does the economic fundamentals of South Africa's performance support that particular drive?
You'll always need economic growth and some level of tailwind. I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, if you regress, you know, every industry regresses. But, you know, we're very optimistic about the runway in the SA space and the SADC, or South African Development Community space, so our neighboring states. You know, we think there's lots of runway. There are some big players in the market. So clearly, you know, we would like to take market share, but I'm sure they're sitting, you know, awake at night trying to take market share from us too, but that just really implies that there's runway. Mm-hmm. And that runway is opportunity for all of us. And we know that as a general trend, out-of-home consumption is on the rise, which creates opportunity. People tend to struggle with their time, and convenience eating of any nature is a part of what we provide. So the more people move around, the better that opportunity is. But yeah, we're absolutely bullish about opportunity. We think there's still runway, and there are definitely, you know, improvements in property developments. We're seeing in underserviced areas that the property developers are getting back in and starting to do a lot more work. And I think you can see it in some of the, you know, the retailers who are servicing some broader markets. You can see it in their announcements around their new store growth too. So we would be kind of fitting into that same mold.
Got you. On a lighter note, we did speak to Johan Engelbrecht, a familiar name to you because he's one of the initial franchisee owners of Scooters Pizza, and they just recently reopened. So any concerns there? I mean, they're still starting from scratch, despite the fact that they're a well-known name in the country. But on a lighter note, any concerns or maybe an opportunity that you just might take over them in the next few years?
No, look, I mean, it's a brand that we know particularly well. So, you know, it's not a surprise that someone has taken the intellectual property and said, you know, I want to give it a go. And, you know, again, it's the old adage, you know, where people are investing in the category does grow the business. I mean, we're not unfamiliar with competitors. We've seen, particularly in the pizza category, some global competitors come and go. You always want people to succeed. But, yeah, look, we won't give them a free ride, let's put it that way. I'm pretty sure... I certainly haven't, but I'm sure our team would have already been out there today and checked the pricing, and they will have a look at it. But fair competition, and yeah, it's certainly a brand that, you know, has got some heritage, so, you know, possibly might resonate with the consumer.
Got you. No cheesing around when it comes to the pizza department there, clearly. But Mr. Healy, I'm keen to get your thoughts on the UK. So often we as South Africans are very pessimistic about our local environment, but we forget that internationally as well, consumers are struggling on that end too. And looking at your results here, it does seem as though the UK still is facing some economic pressures that is hampering consumer spend in that particular market.
Now, the eating out occasion has become expensive in the UK for a variety of reasons. Fundamentally, food inflation has been pretty strong there, and it's really reflected in menu pricing. And then, of course, labour has become very expensive, and that started to reflect in pricing because it's having to be passed through.
Oh wow!
So, you know, for the average Brit who's earning money and has a very different lifestyle to SA, eating out is though still expensive. So. It's just leading to less frequency, you know, less occasional usage, and we're feeling the same effects of that. So, you know, we've all got challenges. I mean, you would have seen quite a big announcement from a global player there yesterday announcing their departure from the market. So it's reflective of the tough conditions and more reflective of operating cost rises, you know, which ultimately flow through to the P&L. So, It's you know, there's always going to be winners and losers, but it's just generally from the environment that we've probably traded there for about 15 years, and this is certainly the toughest that I've ever seen it.
Would it substantiate an exit from the UK market?
No, we have a profitable business, so, you know, it doesn't distract us. So we're not in that territory. We'd always like to grow it, but it does certainly make growth more challenging. That's for sure. So, but yeah, we have levels of profitability and. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't seem like a lot in pounds, but when you bring it back in rands, it's very helpful.
100%, especially given the current exchange rate that we're witnessing. On that note, Mr. Healy, as we wrap up, we are headed into the last quarter of the year, which is typically a phenomenal quarter for companies like yours. What's your outlook like, perhaps in the short to medium term, also taking into consideration macroeconomic factors like inflation, which also have an impact and influence on your numbers?
Yeah, we're optimistic about H2, which runs through to February. I mean, the middle of that is the peak period, which is December, summer in SA, which is, as you say, an important period. So we're optimistic about it. I think there's some factors that are playing to the positive. I'm not sure the word bumper would come into it as we would have typically wanted. But yeah, people, I think, migrating back to KZN after, you know, some subdued tourism performance there looks positive. I think the T20 tournament, SA20 coming earlier, kind of literally starting straight after Christmas. Petrol price decrease would be very helpful. And you know, the earlier interest rate cuts we had would also be helpful versus last year. So there is reason to be optimistic, and we'll do our best to make sure we pitch up, look good for the consumer with the right offerings, and do our damnedest to give them the best service possible.
Here's to long queues at Milky Lane during the summer season.
hot days, ice cream.
Definitely. Such a pleasure speaking to you as always, Mr. Healy. Truly appreciate your time, and all the best with the Investor Roadshow.
Well, thanks so much, Google. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you. Darren Healy there, joining us as the CEO of Famous Brands. Quick service restaurant and, of course, casual dining is their area of expertise. But also, the secret sauce is that they will play a significant influence in terms of their supply chain and procurement. So next time you actually have chips at Steers, perhaps a burger at Wimpy, even your milkshake at Milky Lane, just know that it is a brand and a business that has been working in terms of collaborative efforts, key partnerships, and vertically integrated spheres of the business to make sure that they're able to continue to provide.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.